Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Idiotology 101 with Linton Taco.
So Orlando's Rock Station 101.1 WJRR. Quick reminder, just heard from Metallica. We just rolled out our brand new Metallica M72 Worldwide Tour Flyaway Contest. Today's keyword to enter at WJR.com. You see the bright yellow Metallica contest tab there. Keyword is Metallica. At some point today, go over to the website and enter it.
If you didn't get you're voting for You Say It, We Play It, please do. Three songs from Iron Maiden at the JRR Facebook page.
All right. Thank you, service experts, for sponsoring this hour of the show, our final idiotology of the morning and of the week. I thought we were... Have we made it through the week thus far without a meth story?
I could scan. It might take a minute. I think we have. Well, in the off the air podcast, we had a crack story about the homeless lady, or the, just the
no. We're,
yeah, that wasn't meth though.
Okay. It seems the people who make meth are getting more and more creative. In Arizona,
oh no,
border agents are reporting a new breed of meth that's showing itself here in the United States, which. Is reportedly big in Asia. Yabba dabba doo.
What are they adding to it? Because when you hear they're getting creative, that's scary, because a lot of times that means they're adding stuff that's really bad for you.
I'll give you a hint. Yabba, if I'm saying it right, is big in the rave scene. And it's just now starting to show up in the U.S.
What?
Meth with caffeine.
Oh, my God. So now, you know, all I can say is Merry Methmas. All you meth heads that want the yabba.
God. Jeff. Now with caffeine.
Yes, I like the yabba free.
They ought to add fluoride to it, is what they ought to do.
Save the teeth a little longer.
I mean, that's if you want something more practical.
Or glue, so it'll hold the teeth in.
Glue-eyed. I don't know, man. Speaking of the holidays, a site called Find My Past went through some 14 billion documents from the past 500 years. Looking for people with holiday-themed names.
Oh, like Joy and you're going to get a lot of them. Mary.
The most common one.
It's a different spelling for Mary, obviously, but yeah.
Ivy.
Oh, okay.
They came across at least 3,200 kids. Okay.
I think I know somebody that has a kid named Ivy, actually.
Do you know a kid named... Do you know any... Kids named
Mistletoe?
Reindeer?
Nah.
There's 3,200 of them floating around out there.
That's good. That's an ass-whipping name.
Well, wait. Oh, we haven't even got into ass-whipping territory yet.
I mean, when I say that, I'm just saying in the older years, you know.
Yeah, 579 in the last 500 years have been named Snowman. Not talking about the trucker from Smokey and the Bandit.
You didn't have to put man
Isn't
on
he the snowman.
I don't know. You could have just put snow, you know, for a girl maybe, but snowman, not good. Reindeer, that could be a Native American thing, you know?
That's always like running deer or something.
I know, but still, it could be
Thomas Running Deer.
Reindeer.
That'd be cool to have a name like that.
Yeah,
tribal name,
of course.
Well, you've already
you'd have you'd have a free college career.
What would your spirit animal be?
What do you mean,
huh?
A monkey? What do you mean, my spirit animal?
Indian spirit.
I was thinking of a last name, a cool last name first, Lightfoot, or like you know.
Never mind. I haven't got
a turtle. It's a reptile. Does that count?
there's about two dozen people who have been given the name Eggnog.
24 people that were running around this country with the name Eggnog. Your parents should be... They should be investigated by the HRS people. Seriously, name it. I'm scared to ask, but give me a couple more.
Present, Holly, Star.
Everybody knows a Holly. Holly's a cool name.
Santa.
Wait. Present, Holly, Star. I've heard of Star. Santa. Well, there was Santa subs that we used to get subs from.
Chestnut.
Yeah.
There are quite a few who have actually been named Christmas.
It's ass-whipping territory, the chestnut part.
And there's 25,000 records they found of people named Turkey. Yes, there have been 2,000 named Mistletoe. There's about 2,600 with the name Tinsel. 284 have been named Nutcracker.
Oh, no.
Would you rather be Nutcracker or Eggnog? Hey, Nutcracker!
No, because if you're Nutcracker and you're a dude, when it comes to the bullying time, you get nutcracked all the time. People are just going to walk up and kick you and say, his name's Nutcracker, it wasn't my fault. You know it's going to happen. You know how bullies think. You know, Eggnog... Give me another choice. I'm not choosing out of those two.
I've run through most
of them. No, I'm saying give me another one to choose from for my name if it had to be. You said Eggnog or Nutcracker?
Yeah.
I'm not taking one of those. Give me another.
No, those are your options.
Could it be my last name? Bobby Nutcracker?
Bob Nog.
Noggin on the back. Bobbing on the nog. Okay. Yeah.
All right. On to this. If this is a known piece of information, I don't know how we missed it.
Somebody says, WTF does ivy have to do with Christmas? Ivy's a Christmas thing. We're not talking like poison ivy. You know, like the wreath and stuff, right?
I guess. I don't know. What's named wreath?
Pat. Pat's. Instead, I guess they're talking about the spirit animal. It says, Patch Pot Roast.
Well, ribeye.
No, because they're going the pot roast.
Well, right? I wish my spirit animal is a cow.
Is it? Oh, because you like ribeyes.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to eat your spirit animal, dude.
Well, some countries frown upon it.
Ooh, somebody said turtle is definitely a spirit, a Native American Indian spiritual animal. Spirit animal, so I'm there.
He's already Bob Nog. Bob Nutcracker.
Oh, Bobby Nutcracker. You got to make out Bobby Nutcracker. Somebody said my brother's birthday is on Christmas Day. His middle name is Noel. Better than Yule Log. I hooked up with a chick named Star. I was like throwing a hot dog down the hallway. Yep.
Thank you, Sean Penn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you ever heard that cheese causes nightmares?
No.
Consuming cheese causes nightmares.
Is it because you're clogging up your colon?
A quarter of adults avoid eating cheese throughout the year, fearing it will give them nightmares, but are willing to indulge at Christmas. They give in at Christmas.
How much is the percentage?
A quarter of adults avoid eating cheese throughout the year. I've never heard this.
I think they just don't want to get bound up. Saying, oh, because being bound up from cheese is a nightmare, and somebody misheard the study.
Well, they even break it down into the top 20 nightmare cheeses. Cheddar is, according to this data, is apt to cause you the most severe nightmares.
I eat cheese all the time.
Followed by mozzarella.
Dude, I eat cheese all the time. And I do not have nightmares all the time. Knock on wood.
I do not see Kraft singles on here.
It ain't cheese.
I am good to go. I am good to go.
Did they do a study on eating grease?
Kraft American singles, not listed.
Grease, right?
Oh, this is out of Britain. That's why it's got all these weirdo cheeses that I've never heard of on here.
they don't eat, like, they don't love cheese. They're not true cheesers, man. They don't have a football team where you go there wearing a cheese on your head, like a big block. Sorry, you might want to turn that fan on again.
Jesus, man. This has been all week. Garbage dump in December.
In December?
Well, garbage dump.
July.
This is what it smells like. It is December, in fact. Come on, Bob Nutcracker.
Ironically, you don't have to be that smart to get WJRR on your Google Home.
Just tell it to play WJRR on iHeartRadio.
It's Bobby Nutcracker.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.